Hi, this is Kratom. We're at AwesomeCon in DC, Nothing But Comics, and I'm here with Magdalene Visaggio, writer of Black Masks, Quantum Teens Ago, and Kim and Kim. How's the con going for you so far?
I've had probably the best con of my life. It got off to a little bit of a rough start on Friday, but it really picked up. It's a really great, been really great turnout, great communities shown up, great fans, some awesome cosplay. I've been having a fantastic time.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So, been seeing a lot of your work just recently in the last year or so, and I'm just wondering how you came to comics, what made you choose them, and so how'd you go about getting your break with Black Mask?
Nobody chooses comics. Comics happen at you. I got into comics when I was like 8 years old. My dad bought me like some Superman stuff. Had a really good time with that. Immediately switched to X-Men because they had a cartoon. It was 1992. And Superman didn't. And started just immediately just like making my own comics on like, you know, like wide ruled line paper. Like dumb Spider-Man knockoffs and stuff when I was a kid. Yeah. And I've kind of never stopped. I got really serious about it. Back in, like, I want to say 2012, just working on, like, starting to expand my experience and trying to, like, learn more about how to do it. I worked with this editor at Marvel. Before she was at Marvel, named Heather Antos, and she kind of, like, taught me how to write comics really effectively.
Yeah.
I ended up at Black Mask, just kind of, I was editing a book there. And so when I submitted Kim and Kim to them, they just recognized my name, and it kind of went to the top of the pile. And the publisher was really into it, and he picked it up that night.
That's cool. One thing that I've liked about both Kim and Kim and Quantum Teens, and in my mind especially Quantum Teens, is how you're blending a couple different genres together. And I was wondering, did the idea come to you full-fledged like that, or did it sort of start with teen drama, then you built the sci-fi on top of it? Or you started with time travel, then you brought the other stuff in. How did it sort of percolate in your mind, the creative process?
Quantum Teens has actually come a really long way from the original idea. So when I was a kid, there was a show called The Adventures of Pete and Pete that I was a really big fan of. And I really wanted to do something that kind of captured that show's sort of absurdism, which you'll notice Quantum Teens doesn't do. So I wanted to do a story about a couple of kids who were building a working spaceship. And that was the original idea. Why were they building a working spaceship? Didn't matter. How were they building it? Not important. The important thing was that they were. And the teen drama stuff happened because when I was starting to develop it a little bit more out as a pitch, I started to put together... I had realized that like there was this teen relationship at the heart of the book, so I started developing it that out a lot more because I wanted to pitch it to Rosie Press as a fresh romance serial.
That was a great book, by the way.
It really was fantastic. And as I started working on it, I was like, the romance part got less and less important. Well, the whole like adventure story started to really expand. Their relationship is still the heart of the book, it's not by any stretch of the imagination a romance. So it's just kind of like, it kind of happened for me just trying to accomplish multiple things and failing at all of them.
Well, it actually works. I mean, I love the series. It's been really good. And I could sort of see how, so it was originally developed to be more about the romance, and now it seems to sort of like the romance is there. It's a given fact. It's just part of who these characters are, which leaves room for the other dramatic aspects.
Well, I really think the heart of the book is, I mean, it is in their relationship. It's just not in their romance.
Yeah.
So it's not a romance, but it is in the fact that there are these two unhappy kids, these two, like, really broken people who live in these contexts that they don't like. Like, Sumesh has, you know, Sumesh's parents have passed away, and he's like, a foster with a friend of the family's. And Nat's parents are extremely not supportive of her transition. And so the two of them together find total acceptance and like peace with themselves, with each other. And so that's what matters. And so what propels the plot and why they're building the time machine is that desire to escape from their lives and to sort of check out from their lives, but to do it together. It's that whole just like teenage, we're going to run away together, and except with time travel.
Yeah, and I like, one of the reasons I admire the book is you've taken these, taking those ideas and also this sort of like positive message about science and the kids involved with science as this positive thing, and it works naturally without it ever feeling like messaging or heavy-handed. And it's interesting that you mentioned your interest in the X-Men, because the way you just describe it now, it does kind of sound like taking that classic X-Men trope, or the Marvel trope even, of the outsider, and giving it a contemporary spin now.
Well, it's kind of hard for me not to do that. That's I've always been outsider-y my whole life, and I think that's very much true of a lot of comics fans. I had a thought. I lost my train of thought. But yeah, so, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
Okay. And also on the subject of outsiders, you did something for Young Animal's Shade, the Changing Girl, right?
Yeah, I did a 3-page short for Shade the Changing Girl number 4, where I brought Element Girl back to life, so that was fun, after Neil Gaiman famously killed her. So I just undid that, just to spite him. I'm kidding. It's a great story, but like, I just love the character.
Yeah.
The theme that they wanted me to work with was change, and so I immediately pitched a Wonder Twins story, and they're like, we can't do it. What I wanted to do is I wanted to have one of the Wonder Twins had died, and so the other one now couldn't shapeshift anymore, and so that was the change. So the change was that she couldn't change, but they were like, that's a great story, but we can't do Wonder Twins. And I was like, damn it. How about Element Girl? Because I like, DC has never been like my world. Like, I've always been a Marvel reader, so I just don't know DC that well. So I was like, who do I know in the DC universe who I could work with on this? And I was like, oh, girl, that'd be fun, but she's dead. I guess I'm making her not dead anymore.
Cool. And we're getting a second series of Kim and Kim. Are we going to get more Quantum Teens?
That's really up in the air, and it depends on how the trade does. The book didn't sell amazing. It came out during a time when it was very difficult to market it. We would love to. We've talked about it. We're just not sure how sustainable that will be, and so we're just gonna have to see how the trade does before we can make that call.
Right, so everyone needs to go out and buy the trade.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And just finally, is there anything else coming out that you're working on that you want, or maybe that you've done in the past that you want people to be aware of, or?
Oh, there's so many things, and I'm not allowed to talk about any of them. I have a very busy couple of years coming up, and nothing's been announced, so just keep an eye out for that.
Well, that's awesome. I look forward to seeing that. Thank you.
Thank you.